geeking out never looked so good. Two incredibly sexy men will rise for your auditory pleasure. Keeping up with the Geek Bros.
We are alive. We are back from somewhere deep inside the cave.
Purgatory.
Yes, actually, we were in purgatory and we finally are let out. And we can actually be back with you guys and hear our voices together. Because that's what was meant to happen.
Purgatory.
So, with that being said, I know you missed us. I know you miss me with my sexy new look. I'm rocking a new goatee kind of look, and I'm actually digging myself. I'm feeling myself too much. I don't know.
Oh, now I really see it. Hold on, look at me.
Yeah, I got it.
See, you're so lucky because mine doesn't connect. That's why I got rid of the mustache. It doesn't connect.
Yeah, mine's connecting. Do we still even have a social media?
Just kidding. Let's get into it. Thanks for tuning in to Keep Up the Geek Bros.
Episode 44.
Before we get started, Juancho, if you'd like to give us our social media.
We still have an Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. That's Geek Bros with a zero. That's GEKBR0S, where you can still find our shenanigans. And even if we're not recording, you can still find our beautiful pictures that we're posting throughout the days.
Yeah, very true. Very true. The Instagram, if at all, is always active. So always check back there, see the most random stuff ever.
Yeah, there is some random stuff.
You get stuff posted from Juancho, some from Dark Flex. I don't post anything there.
The last thing that we posted was a Zelda figurine that I got from Tate's.
Oh, you still go to Tate's?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the only place where I can find these things.
Oh, because they closed the other one. No, they didn't close the other one.
No, the guy left, the cool guy, the big guy, I actually liked him, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Well, you also email us at
geekbros@yahoo.com. I should be hearing back anytime soon from Star Wars Celebration to see if we get accepted to the podcast thing.
For the panel?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Before we move on, I guess this is where we're supposed to talk about our weekend. I guess, tell me about your life the last 5 weeks or so you've been missing.
I've been working. Now that school is done officially, there's no more classes. I've been working.
He works hard for his money.
I've been working hard for my money in the corner of US 1 and Federal Highway. That's
so
where I am.
So hard for his money.
And gearing up for this next weekend where nothing will be talked about or nothing will ever happen.
I.e. the bachelor party. Now, this is not a Geek Bros original. This is a broing out with people that you can think of beyond words.
You know what? I have something to say.
Okay.
Am I allowed to curse on this one?
I don't know. We curse all the time, don't we?
I don't know. Can we curse?
We always curse.
I'm scared because I...
Fuck. Yeah.
You motherfuckers said I'm a fucking extra small.
On what?
A shirt size? I hate you motherfuckers so fucking much.
You have to be super tight. Yeah. That's what she said.
No, but I'm excited. I've been busy just working, saving up money for moving out soon. That's happening.
My little boy is, or my little geek bro is becoming a man.
Yes, I had to get a hold of FPL, deal with Comcast trying to get a good deal for me.
Right.
Dealing with moving out, trying to get my dog certified for emotional support so I don't have to pay the deposit, but see how that goes.
Yes, you do need his emotional support because you're getting married, and if that doesn't make you depressed, I don't know what does.
Oh, yeah, you know you are right. You know what? I haven't been
feeling
depressed.
Shout out to the artist from Manos Benet.
And the next thing is, I'm now trying to venture out. You know, I came to a conclusion, you know, the other weekend when I was working on my other night job. I'm a man with a bachelor's degree in business administration.
You realize you're a man. Finally.
And I'm mopping floors with a bachelor's degree, thinking to myself, what am I doing with my life?
Damn. That's that midlife existential crisis
stuff. You know what? I feel like I'm having a midlife crisis here. I feel like I should be better than what I'm doing now, but this is what I'm offered, and I'm going to have to do the best with it.
Yeah.
And it kind of sucks.
I agree. Absolutely agree. That's deep. You just got deep on this episode 44 podcast.
You know what? We have to get deep. We haven't been this deep with each other in such a long time.
I love getting deep with one show.
Other than my weekend, this guy has an open babysitter service now.
Babysitting nonstop. So here's the thing now. So I'm a jack of all trades.
I'm about to just have kids just to have them babysit.
I'm domesticated, but yes. Now, actually, yeah, I've been tasked to babysit two different female friends' offspring, one baby boy and one toddlerific girl. It's been interesting this last couple months, but also those recently the girl came last couple weeks. It's interesting. I mean, I'm flattered that these female friends, about these female people in my life, they are they trust me enough with their child. You know, that's kind of like an ego boost. So that's why, you know, that's partially what I'm doing. I'm also helping them out, but it's an ego boost. You know, like, how many guys can say that female friend of mine, or you know, will be like, yo, listen, I'll have my male friend babysit. You don't ever think about that. So I'm super domesticated, and it's fantastic. Other than that, nothing new. I've been working on a lot of podcasts, producing several podcasts right now. So that's pretty much stole my thunder from
this is why we haven't been
video editing.
He's just been so busy with that he doesn't pay attention to his main move anymore.
I've been all over the place, and it's pretty good.
I've become the side chick.
It's pretty good. So, but other than that, it's the only new development since the last time we spoke to you guys. When it comes to me, is working super hard, and that's what she said.
And I became a side chick, and why
pretty much. So you can ask me the next question, so I can just giggle and sweat bullets.
What's going on, guys?
No.
What's going on with the Geek Bros?
All right, so the Geek Bros. Well, we're back on podcasting. That's a good news. and this video recap will be up pretty quick after this is uploaded. Right now, I actually am halfway done with the solo review. Believe it or not, we spoke for about 39 minutes total, and it's been a pain in the behind.
Wait, but that's still not out yet? I thought that was out already.
How would you? You are the co-host of this show, this brand, and you don't know?
I haven't been.
That's a damn shame.
But you know what? Oh, you know what? Because we didn't really care about solo as much. That's probably why I haven't been paying attention.
So it's lackluster, but halfway.
Yeah, Deadpool.
Deadpool was the last episode that went out. It went out pretty quickly and on time. Mm-hmm. So yes, I'm still working on solo. I don't care how late it is. I'm still putting up. People are still talking about The Last Jedi. So I mean, why not? We still have pending is Ready Player One, but it's coming out on DVD, so it works. We also have Pacific Rim Uprising also coming out on DVD, so it works.
Yep.
I'm actually gonna do this. I couldn't be. Completely forgot, but there's the third smoothie talk with Darth Flex that I have to edit too, so that's pending. And I'm also, believe it or not, I'm actually pretty much done with the Geek Bros Geek Girls crossover, but and he said, you know, I just need the glitter on it, the special effects, but I'm gonna hold off on that until I can get solo out. So guys, I swear to God, I'm working on a lot of episodes for Geek Bros. I'm gonna get right back into it. I just got to get past this weekend, definitely next week, and as soon as I get that the summer's over and done with, I'm going to be right back in it with you guys. So,
right.
With that being said, Juancho, oh God, what is my phrase?
What brings us here today?
Okay, here we go. Take two. See, this is how long it's been. Juancho, what brings us here today?
So, what brings us here today is we got a movie standout of the week. Of last week, of this week, because I said so.
Of the week.
We're going to talk about video game time. We have some video games out this week. Sorry, Darflex is not going to be reading it today. It's going to be me, so deal with it. We're going to talk about Seas of Thieves, a game that Darflex and Juancho plays a lot.
It's the No Man's Sky of the Sea.
Exactly. We're going to talk about Fallout 76, The World Ends With You. Yes, we talked about this before, but we're going to talk about it again.
No, the heck we didn't. I actually took a sneak peek at that article.
Last time we talked about this, says that it was coming to the Switch, but we didn't have a release date.
Oh.
But bro, get it together, man.
Well, when I took a sneak peek, I was like, wait.
We talked about this. We're going to talk about Nintendo Direct. My Hero Academia review. I am finally caught up in four animes that I'm being keeping track of. That's probably why I have no sleep. My Hero Academia season 3, I've been caught up and I want to review and I want to talk about it. Open mic, we're going to talk about
what was that?
I kind of what the hell happened? Okay, so
there's open mic right there.
Yeah, but there was this weird okay. So Ant-Man, we're going to be talking about Ant-Man, the last movie to be on Netflix. We're going to talk about Disney and Microsoft. Batwoman in CW, and the Oscars title. For the hot mic time, which is going to be quite interesting, it's about the buying rights of Star Wars and Disney. So,
I see what you did. I see what happened. Yeah. I didn't realize there was so many under hot mic.
Yeah, you're like, what the heck happened here?
You literally went dead air. I was like, what happened?
Yeah, I was like, what happened here?
You went mute.
That's what happened.
All right, so we're ready to get into it. Episode 44.
So, movie week is Christopher Robin. I haven't seen it. I saw Darflex and Jilly Goods.
Is it out?
Yes, yeah, out.
The artist probably known as Jilly Goods.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes, I did. I saw the trailer for it, though. I didn't know it was out yet.
It was, he was well. I like, Darflex looked like he liked it on his Instagram post, so.
Really?
Yeah. I'm gonna take, artist formerly known as Vene to see it on Sunday. So, okay. I'll let you know.
Well, I have boys.
Name. Why don't you have take them?
I have boys. They're not gonna wanna watch that. If I have London, I'll take her.
Okay.
That's about it. Or, well, no, because...
Why don't you just go by yourself?
Because I don't want to see Christopher Robin.
Wouldn't that make kind of weird, like, you're the only adult there,
yeah,
by
yourself?
Yeah,
exactly, with my arms crossed or my hands folded in my lap.
Too soon, bro, too soon.
Too soon. It's never too soon.
We're going to jump to video games out this week. This is the time where Darflex completely dozes off again, and we'll go from there. August 6th, we have Loot Monkey, Blink Palace, Madden NFL 19 Hall of Fame Edition, and Madden NFL 19 August 7th for the PC, Xbox One, and PS4. Overcooked 2 for the Switch and PS4 on August 7th. Dead Cells for Xbox One, Switch, and PS4. Slamland for the Switch and PS4. I know you thought
that's what I'm talking about.
Get it on Slam. Minecraft Story Season 2, August 7th for the Switch.
Sorry.
Super Blackjack Battle 2 Turbo, The Card Warriors for the Switch. Flipping Death for the Switch and PS4. In Between for the Switch. Defenders of Ikran Defended Edition for the PS4. Electronauts for PS4. Tetra Escape for PS4 and PSVN. Word Search by Pong, PS4 and PlayStation Network. Okonami HD for the Switch. Unexplored for the Switch. Megaton Rainfall for the Switch. Minute for the Switch. Monster Hunter World for August 9th for the PC. Subaru City for the Switch. Blubcat for the Switch. The Amazing Shin Tsugumi Heroes in Love for the Switch. Shut Eye. We Happy Few for the PC, Xbox One, and PS4. And Mini Metro for the Switch on August 10th. So, let's talk about Sea of Thieves here. What a great game that is. I mean...
Okay. No. I'm gonna go... This is why I'm saying no. Before I even get into it. Because I read reviews about it, okay? Because I heard you guys talking about it on our Geek Bros chat on WhatsApp. And I looked it up. And the reviews were awful. Okay. They said there's nothing going on.
Okay, there is a big DLC right now going on.
And I mean, there is a big D.
Yeah, there is
LC.
Big D. Where you fight skeletons and you destroy their chips.
What
sucks about this game is that the upgrades are all cosmetics. There's no upgrades to...
So you're saying there's no loot boxes?
There's a lot of loot boxes that you have to go find. But they're just basically... It's a grinding game. If you like to grind yourself out to death, then that'll be the best thing for you.
Like a good grind.
But I like it. I actually enjoy it. Me and Flex like it a lot. It's fun. It's interesting. It's the only thing closest to have... being a real pirate, other than the game that's coming out by Ubisoft next year.
Who wants to be a real pirate, though? Who wakes up and says, "My God, I want a good pirate sim."
I want a pirate sim.
Why? When do you ever when do you ever sit there and say, "I want a good pirate sim"? Are you serious?
Once in a while, a simulator sim of something, but a pirate will be the best thing close to it.
Why?
That was a fun time going to island, wrecking havoc, killing pirates, taking their loot,
raping people, and plundering. That's what pirates do, you know. It's not Pirates of the Caribbean. That's what I say? You got some new digital watch now that you got going on? What the hell?
Yeah, kind of.
You think you're so cool now because you got yourself a smartwatch?
I am just looking sexy as hell.
Dude's coming in here on episode 44 in a vest. Juancho hasn't worn a vest in years.
Slick back hair,
rocking his goatee.
New goatee.
He got a smartwatch, and he thinks he's what, Mr. CEO all over again?
This is
the return of Mr. CEO.
You know that's right.
What do you think that you are?
I'm the CEO.
Hi, I'm Juancho. I'm the fucking shit. Like, what? Carry on.
Open your face.
Jeez.
It still hasn't grown, bro. What? It's still the same size.
What? Ah. That's what you're coming with. That's good.
Pretty much. So I'm enjoying Seas of Thieves. It's a weird game. I'm in this Facebook group chat, Facebook group that a lot of people can post and try to find groups, because it's hard. If you don't have that many friends, I mean, me and Flex really don't have that many friends that play Xbox together, unless we buy Vibe an Xbox.
If you buy me an Xbox, I'll play. I'm being honest. If you I'm never gonna buy an Xbox. If you guys buy me an Xbox, I will.
It's 80. If we do 60 bucks each one, we can buy you an Xbox One. We'll get you Sea of Thieves, and you will play Sea of Thieves.
No. You buy me the Xbox, I'll buy Sea of Thieves.
Okay.
If you buy a mic and a headset,
you need to buy.
Yes, I'll buy all that. I'll buy that. Okay. If you guys buy me the Xbox, and then I'll be on there. Whenever you guys say get on, that's what she said. I'll get on. I'll put it in my room. So
okay, perfect.
There's my challenge to you. You buy the Xbox. Okay. I'll buy the game, the headset, and whatever else. I'm gonna deck it out. I said deck, not dick. Dick it out.
It probably will. Alright, so we're gonna keep moving on. Fallout 76 PC won't be on Steam at launch. Article's coming from Polygon.com. The only source
for Geek Bros News.
As Fallout 76 beta nears in October launch, Bethesda has provided additional details about the invite-only trial. That includes whether the PC players will be able to access the beta only on Bethesda's exclusive launcher and not on the popular Steam platform. The BETA beta will be available on Xbox One, PS4, and PC via Bethesda.net. So, I'm excited for Fallout 76. I hear Fallout 76 is going to be a full game on the beta. I'm excited. I mean, a full-blown multiplayer world where they put you in a
post-apocalyptic
world. I mean, that's pretty fun. And then you can nuke cities, like just control and nuke cities. I mean, that what more crazy sandbox game can you get?
You sound like you are all about the violence. What happened during our hiatus?
I don't know. Summer 2018, bro.
Summer 2018. Okay, all right.
So much anger gonna be released in August.
You better blow this off. Oh, that's what she said. Blow this off next week, man. Bachelor party. You guys should come join us.
Yes, you should. You know, a coworker of mine are insisting to go, just to go. I'm like, no. What are you going to offer me going? No, you're not going to go.
Yeah, okay. I'm just saying, you know, let them give some money and come through.
Yeah. Do you think I need some of whatever's going to happen to know what happens in the day job about, you know?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you're Mr. CEO. Everyone's afraid to talk about you.
So, we talked about this, maybe the beginning of the year. The World Ends With You comes to Switch in October. The final remix version gives you another chance to try the cult classic.
You know what the sad part about this, before we get into this, is that I bought it for my phone, and it got too hard to play on my phone because of the touch screen, and yeah. I got so pissed off, and I kind of stopped playing. And that's exactly what happened on the DS. It got too complicated for me to play, or too annoying. I kept on dying, and I gave up. So I'm going to buy this game a third time. I'm going to get it on the Switch, and I'm going to try all over again.
When are you going to buy a Switch?
Between this and Let's Go Pikachu, I'm gonna get
what one. About Super Smash Bros?
When is that? Is that coming out anytime soon?
We're gonna get to it because today was a Nintendo Direct. Before I get there, I'm very disappointed in Nintendo right now. We've gotten a couple hardcore games coming out this year.
Much only likes thing hardcore.
I do actually. Before I go this, you know that I had to do a presentation in class, the last presentation of the year, to compose of everything that I've learned for the past 2 years, year and a half that you're supposed to learn in 2 years. Mm-hmm. But that was an inside joke.
I was gonna say
that was an inside joke. Did you get it?
No.
I compressed the school year into 1.5 years that you're supposed to actually take in 2 years.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you think you're so smart.
Yeah. Anyway, so I was supposed to take a
breakdown. I miss pre-graduate Juancho. He was so much more humble and down to earth, and he dressed like a normal human being.
You're supposed to take down the company, pick a company, and break it down into the RCM, CRM, and IS levels of the company, meaning the customer relationship, supply. I picked Nintendo.
And this is when our audience roll their eyes back. And business.
So I picked Nintendo for the reason that we did Geek Bros and stuff like that. I told my professor, I'm like, listen, I'm part of a web series / podcast, and I think I want to do it by myself since I know more about the video game industry. So I picked Nintendo. Bro, I've never had in my life suffer so much making this project by myself.
Jesus.
I felt horrible picking it myself. I'm thinking to myself, what did I do? I even had to ask the day job manager to help me out because she knows all about CRMs and stuff like that. And I actually had to get help from because it was tough. I didn't know how much customer relationship, how Nintendo's customer relationship is so important to them.
Wow.
I learned a lot about the company and how it was struggling. It was because of that that actually saved them in the 90s, because when they released their Nintendo 64, I think they released it too late because PS1 already had come out.
Exactly, it did.
And that killed them.
Yeah.
And it was actually, that's how them refocus themselves to actually being a customer-friendly or family-oriented console.
Yeah.
So that I learned. So with that being said, we're going to move over to Nintendo's Direct today. I was expecting more, but we got a Super Smash Brothers Ultimate Direct, which announced that there's going to be a total of 103 stages that allows you to be morphed, meaning that you can pick stage A and then during the battle is going to morph into stage B.
Oh man, I thought they were going to do the Mortal Kombat route. You know how sometimes you can kick them through the stage and it goes somewhere else? No, that would have been cool.
There's going to be 900 plus songs that you can listen to on the go as well. So you can use your Switch as a audio device. I mean, yes, cool, I guess. There's going to be new Pokemons and new assist trophies that will help you battle. There's two new characters. Three new characters. Castlevania's Belmont, King Kool Rool from Donkey Kong Country, Chrome, Dark Samus, and Richard Belmont. So Castlevania has joined the Super Smash Brothers series, meaning that their stages of Dracula's Castle will be there, and the bosses will show up periodically, meaning that you can fight yourself Dracula with the same from the Super Nintendo era. So what do you think about that, Bab?
Actually, that's quite interesting. I'm more interested in all the levels. That's what I'm interested in, because none of the new characters meant anything to me. And Dark Samus, really, it's just gonna be the exact same character.
Yes.
They're just recycling. They're doing it like Fox and Falcon and a couple of others. So I mean, that's just a gimmick. I get it.
But there's a lot of characters, and there's a today showed the menu. The menu has a special icon that is still not being revealed. And let me see if I have here a quick
special icon. What do you mean?
I'll show you.
For your brat.
Let me see here. Right here. Let me show you this. So there's a training. This is how intense these people are for Super Smash Brothers. There's a training part.
Okay.
And the training part actually breaks it down to the math. So when you jump, it tells you how far you can jump, tells you how far your attacks can go, and you can measure them by math. And when you punch somebody, it gives you
The arcs.
So the blue one is supposed to be the most powerful attack. The green one right in the middle, and the red one is when you do no damage.
Right.
So, I mean, if people are gonna sit here and actually, you know,
that's basically giving you the physics. Here's the thing, though. I mean, yeah, you can see the arc, but I don't know who's gonna be in the heat of the game thinking about the physics of your blows.
We're not what is called professional fighter games, but I know a guy that I follow on Twitch TV that I used to work with at Pizza Hut, and he does that training thing, and he like takes everything to a T. He repeats the same moves over and over and over again. He's tedious about that. I mean, these fighter game people they take it serious. Now, let me show you real quick the new background, which what I tell you, this is what's going to look. This is how it's going to look like on the Switch.
Okay,
that's basically the menu.
It looks similar. I mean,
this icon here and this icon here is blurred for a reason.
Why? Excuse me.
Because it's a special thing that they have not released yet.
Okay, like a special mode.
Yes, they have not released yet. So
that's impressive.
Yeah. So I'm excited for this. It comes out on November. I think it's October.
This year?
Yeah.
It comes out this year?
Yeah. August. Yeah. It comes out in October.
Oh snap!
So yeah. So I'm saying, when are you gonna get yourself a Switch?
This game
comes out this year.
That's what I'm saying. I'm surprised.
Mario Party comes out this year. Super Smash Brothers comes out this year. Pokemon Go comes out. I think that's it for Nintendo. I don't think Nintendo has anything else.
And then I also have the Hyrule Warriors.
Yeah, that's already out. And you probably by the time you get it, it's gonna be cheaper for you to get.
Right.
You know what? Talking about getting stuff, and I'm gonna recommend you when you buy games, don't go through GameStop to buy the games because of why. When I bought a physical game copy, when you buy a game through Nintendo, you get coins, and those coins add up to dollars. So if you buy a game through Nintendo, it's like $60. That's 300 coins. That's equivalent to $3 back.
Uh-huh.
If you buy the game physical, that is equivalent to $1 back. So it's better to buy the games digital, get yourself a micro SD card, buy the games digital, and you can get $3 back every single time you buy an exclusive game. Sometimes they have promotions where you can get the games at even half cost and still give you about 50 cents back. So the game comes out about what, to like $7, $8?
I'll consider. You see, I don't know. I'm old school. I like to have the physical copy. I like to have the CD in my hand. I like to see the CD case.
I do too.
Because you're paying for, it's not cheaper digitally. It's the same price.
It's the same price.
So you're getting, I mean, I don't, you're getting I wasn't physical.
I feel like you're getting more bang for the buck when I, because I went about Path Travelers, I've got somebody from Target to buy it for me. I paid $54 with him because he had the discount. So, okay, $54. I got 250 coins. So it's equivalent to $2.50. Mm-hmm. If I would have bought it digitally, I think that at one point they were going for 400 coins. Mm-hmm. So that's $4 back.
I don't know. A couple of dollars back is as opposed to having something physical in your hand to look at.
I like the case. You know, I'm all about the icon art for the Switch. Once you get a Switch, you'll know that it's all about the icon art.
Okay.
And the box is beautiful. Some of the artwork in the boxes are beautiful.
No, I just like to know that if I'm going to buy something, I want it to be tangible. I want to have it in my hand. That's why I'm very, very iffy. Like I bought the digital copy of Infinity War, and I only did that because
I'm buying the physical because I can't. I'm gonna
see what I'm saying? I couldn't wait. I love that movie so much. As soon as it came out 2 weeks early for video on demand, I bought it. I have it right now.
I do see your collection from here about all physical games you have in the
exactly. Bottom. I like physical games, but only certain things. Like,
you know, after a while, doing the whole GameStop, I'm not buying any more GameStop games. The only reason I have pre-ordered is Mario Party and Pokemon Go, and because those are only three games that I actually want physical copies of. Because, you know, most likely I would switch.
You know, guys, I'd love to hear what you guys think. Digital versus physical copies, because, you know, price difference or not. But give us, email us, geekbros.
With a zero at zero at yahoo.com.
Yeah, email us. Listen, do you prefer digital? Do you prefer physical copy? I mean, I know digital is right there and you have to move around, but I'd love to hear what you guys think, because I'm definitely a physical copy kind of guy.
You know, the Best Buy had to promote a video game subscription at one point that you pay $20 and you get, I think, 10% off new games or a monthly. It was a subscription base. They canceled that. The only people that now only have a subscription based discount program is GameStop. Amazon does have pre-orders and sometimes they give you some stuff back. So I mean,
the ways to get these games are so, it goes beyond walking into a store now.
Exactly.
But what I'm concerned about again is that it's digital versus physical, and I'm telling you right now, I'm all about the physical copy, because if digital costs different, if digital costs less, I'd be all about it. I would, but it doesn't. So
it costs the same.
You might as well get a physical copy.
Like, for example, the definite edition versus the you have two of them. You have a collector's edition for the digital and a collector's edition for the physical. When there's no collector's edition for the digital at all, there's a deluxe edition that gives you whatever the collectors have minus the statue.
Right,
and they're almost equal the same price all the time. I thought it would be different.
Nope.
No. It's not.
That's what I'm saying. If you're gonna get a game, you might as well get a physical copy. But email us. Tell us what you think. I'd love to hear what you guys think.
Yeah, let us know what's happening. So we're gonna move to Anime Invasion. My Hero Academia. My mother beeping Hero Academia on Crunchyroll. In Japanese.
Crunchyroll. Oh, you subbed Funimation. It? You subbed it?
Hold on. No, on dubs? Funimation in English.
Oh.
Depending on which style you want. Crunchyroll gets them episode first. A week later in English, Funimation gets it. That's how it works. What an anime. What an anime. This anime is great. There's no bad guys versus good guys, like a whole mission. It's basically heroes versus villains. You grow up to be a hero or you grow up to be a villain. Depending on the path you take, depending on when you go. Hero Academia is about a kid who doesn't have a quirk, which is a superhero power. This is basically, I'm going to spoil the series just so I can get to the review, by the way, guys.
Are you going to spoilers?
Yeah.
So spoilers.
This is spoilers.
Okay, spoilers times two.
So he doesn't have a quirk, meaning superhero powers. How does he get his superhero power? He gets it from one of the best number one heroes out there. And that's how he obtains his power, by a strand of hair. His DNA, once he swallows it, he's able to obtain the All Might power. the story takes off of him trying to be a better hero and control his power, because every time he hits something, or he breaks his arm, or he breaks his finger, because he can't control that power. Throughout the whole season 1 and season 2, you see him struggling to control his power, fighting villains, and just understanding the whole hero concept. Season 3, at the end, where we are right now, you're basically now trying to get your hero license, your pre-hero license, before you become a pro hero, and a company hires you to be a hero. And now you're competing against other schools. So now you thought you were the best hero out there, when you realize there were still other hero schools other than the one that he's currently in. It's a great anime. I mean, I really recommend you sit down and watch it. It's only 20 minutes an episode, so you can watch it in an hour, maybe about 2 to 3 episodes. They're not bad, and they're actually good, and they're very intriguing. I do have my Funimation account. I know you don't like reading Jap dubs.
No, it's not that I don't like reading them,
Funimation has it on English, all 55 episodes.
You're so... Juancho was so all about it, he slapped away his voice guard.
I forgot to put here, the next anime we're going to talk about is an anime that is about the human cells in the body. There are enemies. So the white blood cells are just pale white guys dressed as police. The red blood cells are girls. But let me see. Give me your favorite anime while I pull up this. So I really want to show you this.
I mean, I don't really have a favorite anime. I mean, all right now is I watch Attack on Titan. That's about it.
Season 3 is out, right? Are you watching on Crunchyroll?
I didn't know if season 3 was out.
Season 3 is out. You even read the chat?
I had no.
Season 3 is out.
I had no idea it was out. I that's all I watch. And then I know that Tenshi Muyo has a fourth OVA that came out, season 4, and I didn't catch that either. So that's pretty much it for me. I mean, I anime has been like... for me right now. I love anime, by the way, but
didn't I give you my
Crunchyroll? Yeah, you give me Crunchyroll.
Crunchyroll?
But the password was on the other laptop that I had, and that died, so now I'm using my
cells at work.
Oh.
So this is the red blood cell, that's the white blood cells, and those are the antibodies.
Interesting. Is it like Osmosis Jones? You know Osmosis Jones.
Exactly.
Okay.
But it's an anime version. It's hilarious. I'm going to put it in my queue.
Okay, put in your queue. We'll review it next time.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you know what? Shoot me a message. I'll watch one episode and I'll review episode 1. All right,
perfect. We'll read it exactly.
I'll do it.
All right, sounds like a plan. But it's on Crunchyroll. It's not on Funimation, so you have to read.
Okay, it's fine. Okay, that's fine. I'll spend the 20 minutes and then I got the time, baby.
Perfect. Now we're ready for open mic discussion. Open mic discussion.
Open mic.
All right. With that being said, Ant-Man will be the last Marvel movie on Netflix. Because why? Disney's streaming service.
Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is going to be the last movie on Netflix. Because they're getting ready for the Disney subscriber services, which is only going to be family oriented. There will be no R-rated movies in this service.
So Deadpool will still
be Deadpool.
Oh, that's the thing.
You were touching the flat earth cloud.
I'm touching my screen because I thought it was a smudge on it. No, it's just a freaking...
Let me ask you a question before it goes. Why do you have a globe in your forehead? Does it want you to remind yourself? Do you just like
This is the default. This is the default screen, and I tried changing the screen, but remember, this is a wide curved.
Oh,
it's a wide curved monitor. So, anything I put up there looks weird. It's set for like a regular standard monitor. So when I try this, when I stretch out, everything looks all weird and stretched out. I have yet to find myself any desktop or studio wallpaper that looks good on it. So I'm just leaving up this is default. Trust me. And I find it funny. You know, I don't even realize it anymore. That you know, but yeah, it's just the default.
All right. So because Vibe loves before we go with that, Disney and Microsoft. Microsoft is joining teams with Disney. Microsoft and Xbox movie app joining Disney's Movies Anywhere platform. This is from Polygon.com. Movies Anywhere, the video platform that brings together a variety of service offering streaming and digital copies of Hollywood films, will soon have a partner, Microsoft. Microsoft Movies and TV, the Windows and Xbox-based digital video service formerly known as Xbox Video, is joining Movies Anywhere this week. That according to the page that went live on Microsoft Xbox. I can vouch for that. I already got the link and I'm already set up for it. Movies Anywhere, basically you buy a Disney movie, you can play put the code in there and watch the movie on there.
Oh, okay.
So all the movies that I've ever bought for artists formerly known as Vinay, I'm gonna be able to watch them now through Movies Anywhere. So Microsoft Disney, that's a good team up, and I mean, if they can continue that, I mean, that can be a good competitive against Netflix.
I don't know why they're trying to... Netflix... Oh, man. Poor Netflix. Poor Netflix. Everybody's coming for your throat. Okay? Now you know how you feel what you did to Blockbuster.
They're like... they're angry because... I mean, listen. Yes, they've got... a billion movie dollars in movies? Something like that? Mm-hmm. But don't... Disney's content, I mean, if they can get the right people, I mean, that can be deadly.
Yeah.
That can be really deadly.
I think the Disney thing is a huge blow to Netflix, because I know that a lot of what I watch on Netflix is Disney content, or, you know, Star Wars, Marvel,
I'm a few kids shows. I'm actually watching two new movies that have been out there. One that had a horrible ending, but it is what it is. It's How It Ends.
It's called How It Ends?
Yes.
Okay.
It's horrible. And Extinction by the Mexican guy who plays...
The Mexican guy.
From Ant-Man. You know, the guy who...
Oh, yeah.
He's the main protagonist in the movie. Oh, great movie, by the way. Really? Messes with your mind a little bit.
Cool.
It's another one of those, like, Ex Machina type of movies that mixes with your mind.
Oh, Ex Machina was really good.
But this is great. I recommend you see that if you can't watch it tonight. Oh, it was amazing.
What's it called?
Extinction.
Extinction or yeah. Extension?
Extinction.
Okay, I'm putting that on. I'm going to eat dinner to that.
Like, it was really, really good.
Really good?
I mean, I enjoyed it. I mean, it's kind of messes with your mind a little bit. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can pull it up here.
No, I know what it is. I think I know what you're talking about.
It's the one with the alien guy in the extinction.
Cool.
Yeah. So, I'm actually... that one, see? Extinction.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, it's about aliens versus humans.
Cool.
There's a plot twist in there.
I like aliens.
I know you do.
You don't exist.
Because Vibe loves the CW, and he's all about the Arrowverse. And Darflex loves this actress.
Negative. He hates her. He's in the best part of... Which movie was she in?
The one where she gets grinded up by the fan?
Yeah, what was that?
Resident Evil.
He said that's the best part of Resident Evil. When she gets grinded up in the fan.
So much
Ruby
anger.
Rose casts as Batwoman for CW, and I don't know how to feel about that.
Ruby Rose will be suiting up as the DC hero Batwoman for the DC, for the CW, Verity has learned. As pretty announced, the character will make her CW debut in the annual crossover event between four of the Netflix DC shows, The Flash, The Arrow, The Legends of Tomorrow, and Supergirl.
And which are amazing, by the way. The last one was the shit.
I was reading actually some articles on The Flash. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, they haven't really digged this Flash.
Yeah, The Flash has been going downhill.
That's what I'm hearing.
Wait, what are you hearing? You should be... You were supposed to be watching all of
The Flash. I stopped. I couldn't keep up.
Listen, what I'm hearing.
This dude, more annoying.
20 episodes ago, okay? 20 episodes ago, podcast. He was supposed to review and discuss it.
I got to season 3, and then Vibe got more annoying to me, and I just had to stop.
See, it's because season 1, season 2, and season 3 all had like the same concept. It's an evil speedster. Season 4 was banging. I like season 4. They did something different. But, you know, and that's the reason why. They were recycling the same stories for 3 seasons, and people were like, all right, now we're kind of bored. So that's the reason why.
Yeah, but it happens. But hey, we'll see what happens to see how popular it gets. I don't know. I'm not digging her Batman look.
Well, I mean, she's gonna have to have longer hair, assuming red hair, and hopefully she's gonna have to drop her accent. Probably, she's probably gonna have to adopt a
American accent.
She's like Australian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
So,
but you do know that that's a backdoor pilot for her own Batwoman series.
Yeah.
You know they are optioning to do a Batwoman series, which is funny because the last time I read an article,
it is gonna be for a Batwoman series.
Right. But
this is just to introduce her character before.
Exactly.
It's a backdoor pilot. How did Black Lightning do?
Oh, Black Lightning was fantastic. Black Lightning was fantastic.
Oh. You know who's in the movie Extinction? The guy who plays the black guy from the Marvel.
Luke Cage?
Yes. He's actually one of the...
Sucks. I hate him.
No, but he's actually good in the movie. He doesn't play that much, but he's good. He's only there like a couple minutes and then he shows up at the end.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Oh my god, they really, really die? Okay, well, we need to discuss that later on. Anyways, Oscars adds the best popular film category for the uncultured masses. You was a filmography guy. How do you feel about that?
Filmography guy. Cinematographer. Director. Adds best popular film as... well, It's unfortunate because the Oscars were supposed to be better than that. Okay, that means that soon it's, they're going to be Oscars for internet content. You know, best amateur internet web series or something.
Best porn. Yeah, the Woody's.
Could you believe it? So yeah, unfortunately, I have you know, I feel some kind of way about it. Only because, simply put, you know, the Oscars is supposed to be legit. You know, you're supposed to be about
See, that's actually how it calls, how it ends.
How it ends.
Oh, but it was horrible, Dandy.
So I don't know. I don't know. I think this is just one more example of institutions catering to the lowest common denominator. And you guys know I cannot stand when institutions and people or politics or anything or entertainment, you know, conform to the lowest common denominator.
I always thought the Oscars were like a high class type of award show.
Exactly. It's snooty. It's supposed to be stuck up. It's supposed to be nose in the air. Putting a best popular, you know, best popular film category. You know what you get that in? The Nickelodeon.
Exactly. It's a dickie.
Or the Teen Choice Award.
Best popular
film.
Black Panther.
Deadpool 2.
Star Wars. The Last Jedi.
Womp womp.
And the winner is
Solo.
And the winner is Black Panther.
So, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's silly and it's unfortunate, you know, and just catering to the lowest common denominator. That's all we're doing now. That is what the industry is about now. Catering to the lowest common denominator.
This is what America's about.
This is America.
Don't catch me slipping up.
Okay, this is America.
Don't catch me slipping up.
This is America.
That's all I can say.
I don't even remember the song. Childish Gambino on my ass.
I can't believe he quit, man. He was such a good voice act, music guy.
Oh.
Yeah, he's not doing any more music.
Oh, I didn't even know he was a musician at all.
Donald Glover said he's done with the music, he's gonna focus on.
Oh, I thought that was just a joke. I thought he was just making a joke
Gambino's actually a real. He's actually an artist.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I did not know that. I thought literally he just made a joke.
No, that was actually a real. So we're gonna go into a little called Hot Mic Time.
Hot Mic.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Juancho.
You're welcome. So with Hot Mic Time, we're going to talk about Disney. Oh, God, I'm so tired of talking about Disney, but we have to. I'm just so over Disney right now. I just don't know. I don't know how I feel about them anymore. I really don't, but either
Disney
way.
Disney is the herald of the end of the earth.
Okay, Disney wants to buy back Star Wars TV rights. This coming from IGN.com. Disney wants to buy back the TV rights to all current and future Star Wars films from AT&T Turner Broadcasting.
So I didn't know that. What do they own?
Reports Disney's trying to regain the broadcast rights so it can offer the films on its upcoming new video service. Turner currently has the rights to show the movies on its cable network. Okay, I see what they mean.
Oh.
So because you know AT&T and TBS usually do some weird, out of random Star Wars marathon.
Yeah, they do.
They're random.
It's random and it's on demand. Exactly. And I love it. Sometimes it's just the original trilogy. One time
it was all six episodes. One time
it was only episodes 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
No, episode 1. It was the funniest thing. Like I went to episode 1 says, you're gonna buy it. I said, what do you mean I'm gonna buy it? Well, yeah, it's right. It's
so
weird.
Disney
sold
the rights back in 2006 for $275 million, which the deal is set to last until 2024. The deal includes Star Wars movies released between 1977.
Oh, so Disney sold the rights.
Yeah, so they're trying to buy it back.
Disney, shut the freak up! You did it yourself.
And they're trying to buy it back. They weren't expecting to get these streaming services. Now they're just biting them in the ass. They did it with Netflix.
What?
They had the deal set with Netflix. They're like, oh, we want to buy it back.
Oh.
Disney has already announced
they don't have to give it back.
It won't be renewing its Disney deal with Netflix. That deal to expire at the end of 2018 gave Netflix the rights to release.
Right, but that's a deal that expired. So they're not buying it back from Netflix.
Disney is set to launch in 2019. It will feature a variety of new Star Wars Marvel shows, including live action Star Wars series from Iron Man director Jon Favreau. I'm actually interested about Jon Favreau's thing, which is because it costs $100 million to produce
per episode. Or total? For the series?
Total, yes.
Well, that sounds expensive.
Hopefully makes money for them. I wonder how much expensive this streaming service is. I already have Netflix. I already have Crunchyroll. I already have Funimation. I got Hulu thanks to Sprint. Thank you, Sprint. Give me free stuff. Or give me a discount on my service today. Hulu. So I have 4. See, that's the thing I was talking to the artist formerly known as Vene. I'm getting cable. why did just Hulu and I just get you? She loves the Hallmark Channel. I just get streaming internet.
There's gotta be a way to stream Hallmark. There's gotta be an app.
No, there is. It's through Amazon Prime. It's $5 a month, additional.
Okay.
And you can stream the whole Hallmark Channel.
So do it. Get rid of cable.
I think because I'm gonna be.
It's only some money.
I'm getting 250 megabytes of internet speed.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So maybe I can give you a tip so you can try to get your better deal on your Comcast.
Yeah. So I'd be great. But I want to get rid of. I'm gonna get rid of cable.
I'm paying what they told me about $120 a month.
That's not bad. I mean, is it forever?
And home, so 2 years, but then 2 years I already know again.
Yeah.
Home security, 144 channels, and 250 megabytes of internet.
Oh, would you use TV? Yeah, I don't want TV. I want to get rid of TV.
You can get even cheaper, most likely.
Yeah.
The problem with that they don't tell you is that they will then block your amount.
Yeah, there's a cap.
So if you just get basic cable, maybe more basic channels,
right.
You can just, you know.
Maybe I need to do that because they can't cap me. This is the powerhouse of the studio. So
they cap me on 1 terabyte right now because I don't have TV. If not, it's only 600 gigabytes. I was going all month, every month. I had to pay additional $10 every freaking month because I kept going over.
Dang.
The Xbox is always running. You know, these new consoles are always constantly running.
Oh, they're always running.
So even if you turn them off, you have to unplug them for them to download. If not, they're constantly running and updating. Yep. These phones are constantly running and updating.
Yep.
So every single thing that you do is constant update. But besides the track, back to Disney.
Come on, bring it down. Okay.
Now, this scene talking about how they're going to use Carrie Fisher's, I know this is another topic, as footage for the new episode. Now, is this J.J. Abrams' last attempt to save whatever disaster of the other movie was just to try to make sense of it? Because supposedly Snoke is going to be there again. Leia's going to be there again.
It's going to be a flashback.
Luke is going to be there
flashbacks.
It's going to
be flashbacks.
And Mr. B. Williams.
Oh, that's my man, you know. But I'm saying that it's going to be flashbacks because flashbacks have never been seen in any Star Wars movie before except episode 8.
Yeah.
So that's now part of the narrative now. So it's gonna be flashbacks. Now they brought flashbacks into the cinematography and the editing and the creation. It's all gonna be flashbacks.
Be able to explain the stories.
It'll be flashbacks.
God,
it'll probably be a flashback. They'll probably use some of the footage of when Leia first started the Resistance,
mm-hmm.
and maybe they'll use some of that as a preamble, and they're gonna cut to, you know, Luke and Kylo Ren, and you're probably actually gonna see the beginning of the Resistance and juxtaposed to the fall of Kylo Ren.
Yeah,
I guarantee the episode will probably start in the past and then come back, or somebody's gonna remember it.
Yeah,
maybe Billy Dee's gonna remember. Maybe Billy Dee's gonna tell Rey or somebody, this is what really happened. I know what really happened. I was there. You know,
Billy Dee was there in the background.
So you know, that's what I'm thinking.
Playing catch up.
But I don't think you said is JJ going to be correcting a wrong? I don't think so because I just in one of your articles that you put up. It says Disney doubled down and said that Ryan Johnson is still getting his new trilogy.
No, he's not getting his new trilogy because it is what it is. I mean,
right? No, but they could have backed down. But this is the first time in a while I've seen that Disney has doubled down and said again. So you know, no, we're still giving him a trilogy. So
let's see how that happens.
They're still giving him the his own trilogy.
So Disney, I mean, hopefully you guys do good. I mean, you guys are buying stuff too much. I mean, I'm scared of with the Fox thing that you guys are doing. I really don't hope you guys destroy the Simpsons and make it a Disney. Even say they're not touching it, but I don't know. Disney scares me. They have too much money, too much power.
But here's the thing: from what I understand, the Disney model is they may buy it as a subsidy, but they kind of leave them to their own devices. So if Solo failed, Solo didn't fail because of Disney. Solo failed because of Lucasfilm. From what I understand, Disney doesn't really interfere with the day-to-day workings of Marvel Lucasfilm. Yeah. They do their own thing. So
it's Lucasfilm.
So as much as I'm absolutely positively against. Absolutely positively against this whole merger thing. What I do say is that apparently, from what I can understand, Disney leaves them alone. They don't bother with subsidies.
What I mean, Disney in general, I mean, is you're the boss, and then you have sub divisions of Star Wars and Marvel. But if you're the boss, you need to be coming on in there like, what the hell's going on, guys?
Well, that's all
like,
right.
What
exactly.
The hell are you guys doing? Like, we gave you this amount of money, and then you give us this company. No, that's where Disney needs to put their foot down.
Right.
And didn't they? I've read somewhere. I forgot where it says. That they actually took a lot of stuff back. Like, said, no, we need to reduce Star Wars movies now.
Yeah.
Like, all the anthology movies that they were making.
Yeah. So
no more
right
now.
Apparently, they're not discussing anything else right now because I think they're holding their breath to see what happens with episode 9. If 9 can get back up there and they can sell with 9, then fine.
Then release those movies on the streaming service. That would be a smart marketing move for them. If they release those anthology movies on the streaming service.
Okay, then I understand. You're right. Put the anthology movies on the streaming service, but put the episodes on the saga films on the movie theaters. But there's no more saga films.
Well, the new ones.
That's what they're claiming. There's no more saga films after this. So, we'll see. You know what? We're talking all this mess. You guys email us. Tell us what you think about the Fox-Disney merger or what you feel about Lucasfilm and how they're handling things.
Tell us.
Tell us. We're curious. We'll read it on the air. We'll have a discussion. We love discussions.
Yes, we do.
That's geekbroswithazero@yahoo.com.
All right. And that is the end of
our discussion.
Yes.
Thanks for tuning in to Keep It on the Geek Bros, episode 44. I've been Vibe.
This is Juancho.
And
you can listen to us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Ruby Hits PC.
The first place.
iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
I forgot about that. The first place of WeBeGeeksPC.com.
Yes, the first place to listen to us. We're always there. That is our foundation. That's our backbone.
That is our home.
Okay, so that's what we do.
All right, guys, stay tuned and I love y'all.
Keeping up with the Geek Bros. This is an audio production of Vibe Revelation Studios, the cure for your common day. VibeRevStudios.com.